Well, you've made your way here from the Kink or Treat Halloween party, hosted by the amazing Miss Stephanie. My post is a little different. It's not a story or an informative post about kinks or Halloween. It's just a silly poem that I wrote, and I hope you all enjoy it. It's time for Kink or Treat from the ladies you adore. The blog posts that you've read are certainly not a bore. Spooky and sexy is what they have been, leading you to the next lady to take you on a spin. What might happen in the next post? Will you get fucked by a well-hung ghost? Maybe you'll end up in panties and a dress, or covered in your own cum, looking a hot mess. When it comes to Halloween, the ladies truly shine. The twists and turns they take you on send shivers up your spine. You moan and groan at the paces that they put you through, all in the hope she gives you a treat and lets you eat your goo. Perhaps you'll find what you seek, or maybe you'll only get to leak. But oh no, denied again is how you're often left. And for some of you, sweet special ones, you end up with big breasts. Will you get to grab that cock and let your hands slide? Or will you end up in chastity, locked up, and denied? No time to run and no time to hide. You must stay on this wild ride. Are you ready to continue your journey on this Halloween train? Will there be treats or will there be pain? Time to buckle up and hold on tight and ride that dildo off into the night. Miss Olivia's up next, and man, does she have a story for you. Will she leave you satisfied or with balls of blue? Happy Halloween, everybody.